How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer.
What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process.
Usually these Supreme Court swearing-in ceremonies are ceremonies of pomp and circumstance, kind of somber occasions. Not last night. President Trump was fired up. This was a victory lap for him that he is using. He's hoping it helps rally his supporters before the midterms.
History is written by the victor, says the old expression. The propaganda of the aggressor becomes the truth of the new regime. Truth becomes the historical fact for the next generation. Donald Trump's apology on behalf of all America to his new Supreme Court judge, Brett Kavanaugh, comes in a staged event after Kavanaugh has in fact already been sworn in formally as a new justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's part of a show, propaganda, intended to manipulate the historical record. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, commentary and analysis. It's easy for people in positions of political power to make the news. It's a given they'll make history. But when someone makes news with propaganda or untruths, that's an attempt at manipulating history. It's also manipulation of the news media and public opinion. One might conclude it appears to be of little consequence to Donald Trump whether he speaks honestly or deceptively in front of news reporters. Having labeled some of America's largest news organizations as fake news, Trump does not have to trouble himself with how his remarks are reported. Should anyone question him later, he has his standard comeback. That's fake news. It is clearly of little consequence to him whether he's truthful in front of reporters, yet it is still extremely important to him to make sure he does get in front of reporters. So, after the public hearings in which Brett Kavanaugh cries, calls the proceedings absurd, disgraceful, embarrassing, defies the authority of senators and the legitimacy of the process by throwing questions back at some, and is evasive about many answers, Trump needs to put some polish on his guy after Kavanaugh's eventual confirmation and official swearing in. The real swearing in was in private at the court the same day the Senate confirmed his appointment. But the news media will be forced, Trump knows, to report on his extra ceremony, maybe even to carry it live. There's the goal, get this onto live TV and news talk radio, so that Trump's words can be heard before any editing can happen. And here he goes.
I would like to begin tonight's proceeding differently than perhaps any other event of such magnitude. On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
And only if you catch the entire ceremony live are you likely to hear Trump's conclusion in context.
And with that, I must state that you, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent. Thank you.
A conclusion not supported by facts. Obfuscation of reality. Omission of certain details. Selective inclusion of others. Manipulation. It's tempting for me to think what Trump is doing here has, in one way of looking at it, been considered for nearly a century now as manufacturing consent. through selective release of information and, more importantly, the withholding of greater facts, government manipulates its constituents through mass media to accept a position. Walter Lippmann was using the terminology by 1922. Noam Chomsky and Edward Herman popularized it by 1988. Fox News, following their theory, would have an interest in playing up the story because the Fox wagon is hitched by ideology to Trump. Trump wants Americans to consent. It's normal and right to have Kavanaugh on the court because nothing was proven against him. Therefore, he was wrongly accused and treated poorly. That's the reality the people should accept. You could argue distinct theories of propaganda are more appropriate here, but either way, Trump attempts to create an official record of Kavanaugh's experience and elevation to the court that is at odds with the day-to-day reality as reported by the news media of the time. Media archives will contain the writings, the commentary, the audio, the video, the selected still photos, the edited quotes and phrases. History, school curricula, will show the official record. Trump's great defense and apology to his new, only possible candidate Supreme Court judge, those will be the words officially preserved. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.